Well, we look forward to this segment every month, the Heart of West Michigan United Way, with their news, what's happening on their forefront, and bottom line, how can we help? Let's do a roundtable discussion. First of all, I have my monthly community supporter with us in the house, I guess, advocate for WGBU, hanging out with us, Lisa Mead, on behalf of Steelcase, work in the IT department, doing great things. Are they missing you this morning?
I think they're doing just fine.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you're hanging out as well. So help me with the questions, the hard questions that we ask of one Ellen Carpenter. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning.
And Wendy Randall, Workforce Development. Do you spend your day?
Good morning.
Good. Don't be afraid of that microphone now. Chew it up. Ellen, thanks for what you do with marketing, communications, and more. Goodness gracious. I hope the ship is sailing at Heart of West Michigan United Way.
It is. We are in the middle of a lot of different programs right now, most particular our tax credit program. Mm-hmm. So our Vita sites are open and working.
Brenda Brame, mm-hmm. working hard on that. Good mm-hmm. lady she is. Well, let's get into some conversation here. I know many recognize the United Way name and logo, but are unsure of all the work you do in the community. So let's ask for the elevator pitch, if you could. The speech pitch. That means spitch.
Yeah, I like it. Thanks. So like you said, lots of people know the name United Way, but if you ask one more question, they can't really describe what we do. So we view ourselves as a connector with resources, whether it's volunteers or actual funding to help really complex issues in the community, like homelessness and jobs, et cetera. So we take the donations of people from our workplace companies like Steelcase, and we invest them in more than 50 nonprofits that are here in West Michigan.
Good. Wendy, obviously you concur?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, nice. I know you've mentioned that you provide funding to over 50, at least 50 different agencies. So what kind of work's being done there?
Well, in Kent County, unfortunately, we have a number of people that are working hard every day and still unable to meet their basic needs. So a big piece of what we do is help people with their basic needs. We are looking for, in addition to covering basic needs, we're also looking for ways to solve some root cause problems. And so Goodwill is a really good example of how we are working on solving some really complex issues. So we have to meet people where they are, and that's why we fund basic needs. So if people are hungry or they need jobs, et cetera. But we also are trying to work to solve and make sustainable change.
Lisa?
So how does the United Way focus on issues beyond just those basic needs?
So, again, Wendy is here from Goodwill. They've been a very long-term partner with United Way, and
I didn't introduce you from Goodwill. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Yes, yes. Doing good things with Kathy Crosby and the team.
Absolutely. We have a lot of work going on.
Yes. Tell me about the partnership.
So, you know, again, United Way doesn't do anything alone. We work with all kinds of different partners and trying to get at root causes. So a root cause to some issues are not having your high school diploma. So there are agencies that work to help you get your GED. There are agencies that work with people that have English as a second language that might be having trouble getting jobs. So those are root cause issues. If we can get kids to read proficiently by third grade, their odds of graduating high school are exponentially higher. So those are some of the things that we are working with and working towards sustainable change there, but we can't do it alone. So we went out and asked our partners, can you collaborate in ways that bring new innovations to our community? And so that's a big reason why Wendy's here.
Good. I know, I mean, it wasn't, when you talk about root causes, and maybe there might be another example or two, if you can share, Ellen and or Wendy, I mean, this is not an easy process, right?
It is not. And so we had a call for proposals asking, you know, teams to work together and collaborate. And we used some human-centered design methods, which I know Lisa is going to be really familiar with because Steelcase, Amway, Cascade Engineering are, you know, all of their work is rooted in what does our user need. And so we're taking that discipline and that method over onto the social service side, which has been really exciting, but it's been really challenging too. So we really hand it to our agencies and give them a lot of kudos for kind of working with us through these issues to come out on the other side with some really exciting projects.
So can we ask about some of the projects that came out of the process?
You can. So one is called Promise Partners Mentoring Program, and it's led by the Hispanic Center, and it's a peer-to-peer mentoring program. So college students are mentoring high schoolers are mentoring grade schoolers to really help them through and kind of give them a vision for their own future and kind of help them through the day-to-day. So that's really exciting, and in fact, Grand Valley is one of the partners in that program along with Ferris. So that's one that we just saw a presentation the other day doing amazing things. We also have a project called Building a Culture of Health in the Urban Core, and that's led by the Grand Rapids Urban League, and that is intending outcomes to encourage healthy lifestyles, which is exciting, and like the YMCA is a big partner in that program. And then we have this Employment Services Collaborative, which is led by Wendy and Goodwill. And I'm going to let her talk about it.
Yay. All right, Wendy, bringing you in, what exactly do you do for Goodwill in the workforce development line?
So my role is to oversee several of our workforce development programs. And one of those areas that I oversee is our Employment Services Collaborative, which is the partnership that we have formed through the leadership of the United Way. And our collaborative is a blend of 8 different organizations. We are really working together to accomplish a couple of different things. We're trying to ensure that individuals don't fall through the cracks as they're looking for services and trying to attain their employment goals and kind of reach a higher level of success for their family and their household. But we're also looking to reduce redundancies in the community because we do know that there are a lot of organizations doing very similar work. So we're hoping to prevent our individuals from having to jump through hoops to receive services and also eliminating the need to compete for funding for similar services.
Let me ask a question then. I'll throw it back to you, Lisa. You mentioned the question or the Employment Services Collaborative, Ellen. Can you answer what this exactly is?
Sure. So the collaborative is these 8 organizations. We partner with Disability Advocates of Kent County, the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan, Hope Network, Jubilee Jobs, Literacy Center of West Michigan, UCOM, which is United Church Outreach Ministries, and Women's Resource Center. And together we really have created this network of resource navigators to provide services in a very collaborative way.
So what's the problem or root cause you're working to solve? And what's your approach?
Sure. So we have found through a series of interviews in the community that our participants really are challenged by understanding the systems that they have to deal with. If they're dealing with mental or physical health issues, if they're dealing with transportation issues, housing issues, education, training issues, and employment issues, they're really dealing with a lot of different systems. And it's extremely challenging to navigate those systems, to understand who to speak to. And often those systems establish conflicting priorities for the individuals and for their families. They kind of push them to do really valuable activities, but those may conflict with one another. So what we have done is create a network of navigators who really work with the participants to understand the best steps to get through those systems and to make sure that they're feeling supported as they kind of go through that path. We also take on this approach where it doesn't matter where you enter into services. We'll ensure that you're fit with the most appropriate service in the community. So if you come to Goodwill for services, but you really could be better served by Disability Advocates, we'll make sure to make that connection, and then we'll maintain communication and support, and we'll do kind of regular conferencing among our navigator group to make sure we're not losing people in the process.
What's it mean to a potential participant when you say there's no wrong door to receive services?
So a lot of participants hear about an agency, maybe they hear about Jubilee Jobs, and they think, oh, there's jobs in the title, so I'm going to go there for a work-related activity or to help to get help finding a job. Well, Jubilee Jobs actually has focused their attention through our collaborative on GED services. So if that individual is entering Jubilee Jobs and maybe they're getting some education assistance, but they still want to focus on building their resume or maybe doing some financial coaching, they could be connected with UCOM or they could be connected with Women's Resource Center. And so together we're really working through that that whole mapping or navigation of the systems in the community and making sure that they don't feel frustrated knocking on doors trying to figure out who's the best service provider for me.
Any other success stories before we start to close down our conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So recently we've been working with a gentleman who's in his mid-30s, and unfortunately this individual has really struggled with maintaining employment throughout his adult life. So he's, you know, kind of been in and out of jail a few times. He's had a lot of mental health issues. He does have medication that he's taking regularly, but as many of us know, it's challenging to regulate medications. It's challenging to maintain jobs when you have a lot of different kind of competing things going on in your life. So he came to UConn last year and started to receive some employment assistance and was doing pretty well, but needed to kind of be connected to get some stronger work history. So he was then brought into Goodwill to do some transitional work in our recycling area. Had a couple incidents during the transitional work process and kind of some conflicts in the workplace, struggled with, you know, finding a different location, finding a good fit for him. After a couple of months of this kind of going back and forth, we did a more comprehensive case conferencing with him and really sat down and worked through the issues that were going on and identified Hope Network Industries as a better option for his transitional work. One of the things that they provide is through that transitional work in the manufacturing field, it does lead to direct job opportunities. And so he was able to find a fit that was better suited for his personality, for his interests, and he's been successful on the job for several months now. So it was a long process, and it took a lot of communication. But without the collaborative, it's pretty likely that he would have struggled and at some point dropped out of services. So we're really proud of his success.
I'm sure many more stories. Final words from you, if we may, Ellen, the experience going through the funding process, anything like the design and build process you want to share?
First of all, it's been really exciting, and we had a number of agencies kind of take this leap of faith with us. But I think it shows kind of the unique place that United Way, the space that we live in, because we have these really great partnerships, and, you know, Steelcase being one, who really helped us think through, could we use human-centered design methods on the social service side? And so it's kind of taking with some of the best thinking from a business perspective and then applying that thinking to social service. So it was really exciting and kind of scary at times, but it is getting us closer to solving some of these root issues, root cause issues, and that just makes our community better for everyone.
Where do we find out more about the Heart of West Michigan United Way? Contact information?
Yes, come to our website, hwmuw.org.
Great. Thanks, ladies, on behalf of you and Goodwill.
Thank you.
Yes, is there a best contact information for you?
Goodwillgr.org.
It's as easy as that. Ellen Carpenter, Wendy Randall, thank you for this spotlight on the Heart of West Michigan United Way and the many partners involved. Thanks, ladies.